I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
Welcome all to 2020. Starting off the year, Sean Hammer with Resurrectionist. We're going to be going over the University Transmortis box set because, that's what I picked up. That's what came over for myself for Christmas, and that's what I started painting on quite successfully and quickly, so that's what we'll be covering today. First and foremost, please check out my Facebook page. It's got links to the Michigan Warhammer and Blood Bowl Players Society, or whatever I like to call it. If you're in Michigan, you want to get together, get some games in with some people, you can tag in similar likes, dislikes, share your pictures, and so forth. Go ahead and check that out. You can also do that on the Sean Hammer Facebook page as well. I'm going to have to say goodbye to, these hobby store guys are dropping like flies. Simple as that. Cool City Games is done. Another one just around us. Forgot the name of it. Inconsequential. Never been to it, but I saw it on a Facebook group. It went out of sale, too. Unfortunately, with these gaming stores going out of business, also eliminates places for people to play. And the hobby really revolves around the individuals taking upon themselves to take the initiative to make little gaming groups and everything about themselves. And, I'm going to try and do that as well. Keep together a group of people. Keep playing skirmish games. That's what I'm going to devote Sean Hammer to outside of King's War, skirmish-based podcast. And see what we can do. Adepticons, Gen Con, Origins, all going to do skirmish type games. Keep everyone involved with the Writers Black Library, game developers, such and such. Hopefully some guests coming on. We're going to have some sponsors coming up. The website will be changing and hopefully pretty positive. And we'll get some sponsors coming in and some content and, special content and get a larger community out there, and maybe we can come up with some type of a battle finder for areas so people can get some games and some neutral grounds and such. So let's go ahead and go over the University Transmortis. You can say, Sean, why did you want to do this crew as well? It's because I have a problem, people. I just want to buy everything, okay? I'm like a freaking squirrel. I need Ritalin. Plain and simple. Second of all, I already had the Valedictorian, the whole student Viscera, Sinu, and Steel, because they were running around supposedly with my unfinished Molly crew back in version 2. Now, Molly's crew does not need them, or fit the theme of my pirate Molly crew, so I had these guys hanging around. So I started looking into the box set, and I was looking, okay, what comes in the box set? We got the professor, kind of a boring guy. So boring, in fact, that I painted mine under 90 minutes, completely flocked, base, everything. Phenomenal. I don't know what came over me, so maybe the possessed by the professor himself, I don't know. But we get the professor in there, we get Anna Lovelace. She took a heck of a turn. She doesn't have her giant dress on anymore. Now she got a weird mantis-type cockroach dress. She lost her free corpse keyword, unfortunate. And she doesn't... I don't think she has academic, which I thought should be cool. She constructing Transmortis. In the box, we have three undergraduates. One looks like an arcoflagellant from 40K. One looks like a Mars initiate or whatever from 40K. And one looks like an orc street samurai from Shadowrun. I don't know how to say it. That's what they look like. Simple as that. And we also have the research assistant, squirrely little guy that comes with a doctor. So in the box we got 300 graduates, and a research assistant, Professor Stuck. So already I had the valedictorian, and I had the three students. I told myself, what do I need? And I immediately gravitated right to a box of necropunks, just because they kind of look cool and they were cheap. Let's go from there. Going over the crew, my build so far, and I think it's pretty good. It is a 50 soul stones crew. I got 3 stones left over. I got no upgrades yet. But I got the professor. I got the research assistant. I got the valedictorian because I'm not leaving home without it. I'm sorry. She's pretty badass, and she flies. Arguably, she's better than Anna Lovelace, but I'm not going anywhere without her because she's thematically in the box as well. I have the 3 undergraduates, and I go over that in a bit. I might drop one, pick up the 3rd necropunk, we'll see. And then the students I'm going to summon as needed. Now, might have to pick up another box of the students, I'm not sure, but you're only ever going to have one valedictorian. So, go over everything as we look at. First and foremost, we have, it's a Rezzer crew. So, he's going to, pretty straightforward, this is a beat your Rezzer crew, and you have to kill stuff to summon stuff. That's just the way it is. There is no nifty little tricks about it. You have to kill something. And the something that kills something has to have upgrade on it. Then they can put upgrade when they summon something. That's how it is. Reference cards, we have the Academic Zeal. It's plentiful, 2, 0 cost. Becomes 5 if Von Stuck, oh my god, Sean, is the crew's leader. Increase the upgrade to plentiful 5. This model gains the following ability: recruitment effort. After this model kills enemy model, it may discard this upgrade to summon a Transmortis minion with a cost less or equal to the enemy model's cost into base contact with enemy model. Attach an enrollment upgrade to the summon model. The enemy model does not drop any markers when it is killed. You only have 1 enrollment upgrade, so I'm going to go and totally botch that up. So go back here. Alright. Trying to navigate this thing and I'm sucking at it. Okay. We have, academics. We have an enrollment upgrade. Plentiful 2. Yvonne Stoker's leader, it's 5. Cost of 0. After attaching this upgrade, this model gains slow. Then, if there's not a friendly professional Von Stuck model within 6 inches, this model suffers 2 irreducible damage. So, you kill, you put this on, bam, it's got limitations. Almost all of your summoning now has limitations, what it'll do, and such and such. Pretty much exactly how it is. Let's see. Von Stuck himself. He's coming in with defense 5 with a crow, 7 willpower with a crow, movement 5, and size 2. He's got studied opponent. This is once for activation after resolving an opposed duel with an enemy model, that this model may draw a card if it has any suits in the final duel total that there's also in the enemy model's final duel total. So, you get a card if you're lucky enough to pull it out. Now he's got Cena off, so he can't get stunned. Defense, willpower. With built-in Crow, he gets this, disarming. When resolving, if the attacking model did not declare a trigger, reduce the damage this model suffers by 2. I guess, why would you ever not declare a trigger, I suppose, but oh well. He's got the academic superiority. Enemy models within 6 inches ignore abilities, actions, or triggers gained from their attached upgrades other than insignificant. Could be pretty cool. He's got the recruitment drive. This model is the crew's leader. After a friendly Transmortis model kills an enemy model, this model may drop a scheme marker into base contact with the killed model. So he's dropping some schemes as well as dropping some new students. Attack actions, he's got the Gruesome Lecture. 2, 3, 4 damage, each with 1 blast. This is 10 range. Stat 6 with a mask and a ram. Models damaged by this gang injured. And let's see. With a Tome, model gains focus. And with a Crow, a lesson in biology. Drop a scheme marker into base contact with each corpse or scrap marker within 2 inches of the target. Then remove all corpse and scrap markers within 2 inches of the target. So, you get to do moving crap around. He's got the administrative review. 10 range with the 6 Crow. Willpower, target number 12. This model may end any number of conditions on the target. You got a Crow upgrade. Trigger. Positive result. Target heals 1. If the target has an upgrade attached, it gains fast. And Crow as well. True disappointment. Target suffers X damage, where X is the highest value of the condition ended by the action, to the minimum of 1. Okay. And he's got the coordinated attack if he throws in a mask. Another friendly model may take an attack action targeting the same model. That's it for his attacks. He's got tactical actions. This one is not free. Academic broadcast. 6-inch pulse. Once per turn, friendly Transmortis models within range gain focus plus 1 and may push up to 2 inches in any direction. And you got a Tome of that. It's Surge. You can draw a card. He's got Peer Review as a free action. Friendly Transmortis models only. Attach a lecture upgrade target to upgrade to the target. So it allows you to move shit around. He's got the Grade Assessment. Target scrap or corpse marker, drop a scheme marker into base contact with the target, then remove the target, and this model may draw a card. Not too shabby. The doctor himself, I don't know, not really all that, but he is what he is. He's your master, living it. Next up, we have the research assistant. 5 defense, 4 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. He's manipulative. So if he hasn't activated, target suffers negative to his duel. He's got the studied opponent as well. He's got move along. Friendly models that start their activation within 3 inches gain plus 1 move to end of their activation. And he's insignificant. He's only running around 4 health. He doesn't look very well. You get a hold of this guy. His only attack action is, melee. Is frantic flailing, and with a mask he can reposition. 1, 2, 3 damage, by the way. He also has a whole bunch of vials on there, and this is Alchemil Vial. And it's a Shockwave 2. It's a movement, target number 13, damage 2, and poison 1. With a ram, cataclysm, when resolving, drop another Shockwave marker and base contact, within range line of sight. And if you have a Tome, it's not a bomb. When resolving, after dropping the Shockwave markers, choose one of the dropped Shockwave markers, drop a Ski marker into base contact with a Shockwave marker, and then remove the Shockwave marker. That's a lot. And he's got the vial of reclamation. It says free action. Target gains injury plus one, and this model heals one. Search, draw a card. Pretty straightforward. We will go box first. Then I'll go into the rest of my crew. We got Anna Lovelace. 10. Construct Transmortis. She got a little bit cooler looking. 6 defense, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. Armor plus 1. She's gravity well. Enemy models may not be placed within 6 inch aura unless they are placed by effects generated by a friendly model. She's got the studied opponent as well. And hostile work environment. Enemy models within 6 inches may not be targeted by actions other than enemy models. So enemy models within 6 inches may not be targeted by actions of other enemy models. So I can't boost them up, do all that shit. She's 10 wounds. She's pretty cool. She on 40 millimeter base. Took me a little bit to paint her. And 40 millimeter base is not huge, but trying to come up an idea of what to do with it. Yeah, took some work. For her attack actions, she has Dissectors. 245 damage. Siphon life with a ram, which she has built in. When resolving, target suffers plus 1 damage and his mono heals 1. She throws a mask in, Tome in there, glamps to the void. Just can only be done against the enemy. Target must pass a target number 14 willpower duel or is buried. If the target is buried by this trigger at the start of its activation, unbury it within 1 inch of an enemy model. In fact, giving you out poison for each crow in the final duel. She do a spirit barrage, and this is cool. And it says, pretty nifty. Okay, she can. This action ignores friendly fire. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. It's got built-in crow, and the crow is zombify. Living only, after killing the target, it does not drop any markers. You summon a manifold zombie in the base contact with the target. So you get a free zombie out there for killing it. No summoning, boom. You are summoning it. But free action, she can remote detonator, 18 inches. Friendly undead only, this action ignores line of sight. Push the target up 3 inches any direction. Models win 2 pulse of the target. Must each pass the target number 13 movement duel or suffer 3 damage and gain injured plus 1. Then kill the target and this model may draw a card. So, yeah, no suicide zombie thing going on. And she's got graded estimate. She can drop target scrap her corpse marker, drop your scheme marker, same as the doctor. And we're going to not left whatsoever for the rest of the box. I just don't want to look at the photo of this one guy. He's just like hideous looking. But we got the undergraduate. You got 3 under there. These guys are undead. Construct Million 3 Transmortis. 6 points, 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. Hard to wound, -1. Study the opponent. Doing the same thing as everyone else. They also have by your side at the start of this model's activation, it may discard a card to place itself within 2 inches of a friendly non-minion that shares a keyword with it. Pretty nice. It's just like, look at this. At the start of this model's activation, it may discard a card to be placed itself within 2 inches of friendly non-minion that shares the keyword with it. Well, I'm looking at this table. Look, it's a table-wide charge by just discarding a card. Made to kill once per activation after this model is placed. It may take an attack action after resolving the current action. Even before you take your actions, discard a card. Pop this guy wherever you want. Next to, it can't be a minion, so it's either got to be, one of the 2 henchmen or Von Stuck. Take your attack, do what you want. Now these guys have patronized. When an enemy model starts its activation with 3 inch pulse aura of these guys, these models may choose a suit. The enemy model adds the chosen suit to its dual totals in the phase. Now you think to yourself, what the hell? What does that mean? Well, what does that mean? Studied opponent After resolving a posed duel with an enemy model, this model may draw a card if it has any suits in the final duel that are also an enemy model's final duel total. So you're going to discard a ram. You don't know if he's got a ram, but you're going to say, now you do, you're going to add a ram to your total. I'm going to do this because I'm a dickhead schoolyard bully, basically. Attack actions, we have the Mortal Rumination. Target suffers 2, 3, 5 damage. Bowled over with a mask. Push 4 inches away. Push his model 4 inches towards the target. Severe injury with a crow. Model's damaged by this attack action. Gain injury plus 1 for each crow. And final duel up to maximum 2. They also have Lead the Way. This activation cannot target the same model more than once per activation. The model is pushed 4 inches in any direction. Then push his model up 4 inches towards the target. And with a crow for the trigger, target suffers 1 damage. They have one free action, which is Study. Target a scrap or a corpse marker. You drop a scheme marker into base contact with the target. Then, if you got a tome, draw a card. Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, well, a lot of shit going on there. Now, we're going through one thing I took in my build that was not, I took the whole box, and I took the Valedictorian and some Necropunks. Then we'll go on to some news and stuff like that. The Valedictorian, pretty snazzy. 10 wounds. Defense 5, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 3. Armor plus 1, hard wound, flight. Study deployment, flurry. Nice. The sectors, not too far off of what Anna Lovelace is doing. Puncture, so when resolving the action, damage receives a plus for each ram in the final duel to maximum of double plus flip. Shovel side. Push the target 4 inches away, then this model may push up to 4 inches and declares a attack action targeting a different model. She got lecture notes as a free, and this is an attack action. Target gains stunned, and with a mask, enemy only places model in base contact with the target. And tactical action. Valedictory. Oof. This is a pulse 4 inches, target number 10. Remove any number of corpse or scrap markers within range. Discard a card. Choose a card in this model's discard pile with a value equal to the value of the discarded card. Plus 2 for each marker removed when this action was declared, then draw a card. Okay. Discard a card. Choose a card in this model's discard pile with a value equal to the value of the discarded card. Plus 2 for each marker removed when this action was declared. And draw that card. Okay, so you can draw that card out of your discard pile. And with a ram, boast of strength, all models win the range shield 1. And with a mask, swift action, you can do it again. Not shabby at all. And we got our little necropunks. Now these guys here, and they'll be popping up in the Leviticus crew pretty soon. And I'll save that, my thoughts about what I'm going to do with that when I do Leviticus, but we'll just cover them today. Undead, Transmortis, of course, Amangalum, cost 5, armor plus 1, hard wound, Entropy. Pretty cool. Enemy models start to activation when 3 suffer 1 damage. Mistaken. Now, while I'm reading it, you got 3 of them around you. You're taking 3 damage. These guys have study opponent as well. They're a little jack of all trades. Not so much happening on the back, except for claws with a 1-2-4 damage for the puncture. That gives them a flip of plus 1 for each frame with double plus maximum. Onslaught, you can take this again, targeting the same model. Dig and leap. I like a leap. Tactical action. Stat, 4, mask. Place this model anywhere within the range. Not bad. 5 points. Eat up some stuff. I like to save the students for who I'm playing. We got student of Viscera. 8 points. He's good against, well, supposedly he's good against humans. Wait. Before I go all freaking crazy. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Anyway, let me just read them. These are the guys who will be summoning. We got Vesterize, creepy snake guy. Pretty cool. Metal half snake robot. His construct. Undead transmortars. 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2, armor, hard wound, steady deployment, constriction. Enemy models engaged by this model suffer negative to duels generated by disengage action. He's got rush when this model takes a charge action, increase the distance it pushes by plus 2, and unimpeded, so your severe terrain means nothing to me. 9 wounds. He's got dissectors. I think we're running into a little bit of a... I don't know. Anyway, I lost it. Gone. 6 with a chrome. Target suffers 2, 4, 5 damage. Puncture. I'm going to resolve this action. You get plus 1 flip for each. Same as everything else. Onslaught. Take it again. Same model. Severe energy. Injury. Injury plus 1 for each crow. Maximum 2. Lecture notes. Target gains stun, blank stare, discard a card, target gains slow and must discard a card. Tactical actions, emergency surgery, other living models only, target heals, 1, 2, 3. It's got a mask, he can do bloody display. Enemy models within 4-inch pulse of this model must each pass the target number 14 willpower duel or be pushed 4 inches away, because I guess it's pretty gross. Ambush, it's his models. If this model is not in concealing terrain, it must discard a card. If this model is not in concealing terrain, it must discard a card. If this model is not engaged, it may move up to 3 inches. That's if you want to do the ambush free action. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Now we got... That was Viscera. We have Sinew. 7. Basically... Okay, maybe that's what we had going on, maybe. No. Okay, I'm full of crap. Okay, it's a new. Necromantic research. Let me see if we got that in Viscera. No, we don't have it. Okay, alright. It's a new. Armor plus 1, hard wound, steady opponent, necromantic research. After this model kills an enemy undead model, he can draw a card. He's got 8 wounds. Dissectors doing 2, 4, 5 damage. Puncture, same as everything else. He's got flay. When you resolve this action, damage flip may be cheated, even suffers 1 or more negatives. He's got command corpse. This action cannot target the same model more than once per activation, non-leader, undead only. Target takes a non-free action that does not attach upgrades or list a model by name chosen by this model. Lecture notes. Model gains stunned. Target must discard a card or suffer 3 damage. Tactical actions, keeping the peace until the end of this phase. Enemy models within the range that declared a charge must pass a target 13 willpower duel or action fails. Sudden strike. This model may take a attack action. So, I don't know. I'm throwing them around, throwing a little bit curveball and recurveball. We got the Student of Steel. 4 defense, 6 willpower, 4 movement, size 2, 7 cost. Armor, hard wound, steady opponent, sabotage. After this model kills a construct, it may drop a ski marker into base contact with itself. Let's see, I just totally screwed that up. Let's see, he's got the dissectors. No way. Same damage, same puncture. Armor piercing on this with a tome. It's armor piercing, so that's always nice. Analyze weakness in the phase. All damage the target suffers ignores armor and shielded. You throw in a ram with that, you get rip and tear, take a attack action targeting the same model. This action receives a plus to the duel. Lecture notes. Model gains stun, mental trauma. Target must either discard a card or suffer 3 damage. And field repairs. Construct only. Target heals 1, 2, 3. Now, pretty much everything. in the University Transmortis. His construct as well. So no worry there. Like I said, pretty straightforward. You go through, do what you gotta do. Kill some stuff along the way. Summon the stuff you need to. I mean, if you really want to start with, you know, you're playing, you're starting with, playing somebody's mech heavy, and you want to start with the one guy who's good against the mech and everything, you know, you can start with him. You can tailor it back and forth. You have 3 points extra in dropping off, maybe an undergraduate to fool around with numbers easy enough, that's okay. Things I would keep: 2 undergraduates, valedictorian, and a Lovelace. Make your list from there. I think that's a solid start. Go from there. I can't really vouch for any other upgrades, but it seems like a fun little unit. I'm going to try it. Why not, right? Well, wish me luck on my further adventures forward. Hope you enjoyed the first podcast of 2020. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing next or when I'm doing it, but hopefully soon, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And hopefully it'll be fun. It might even be Kill Team or Warcry. That Warcry has been taking off like crazy. I wouldn't have guessed that. Kill Team is doing well itself. And, yeah, that's it for right now. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
All the girls and boys making all that noise, 'cause they found new toys. Well, we can salute you, can find the flag. If that don't suit you, that's a drag. Skulls out for summer.
Major in kill!